KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 6 degrees above zero with a wind chill of 9 below. We look for partly cloudy skies today, high around 20. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The chair of the Audubon County Community Foundation has announced that about $114,600 in grant funds are available for Audubon County nonprofit organizations and that applications are due no later than February 1st, 2017. Detailed application procedures, fact sheets, and a link to the application form can be obtained online at omahafoundation.org/SWIowa. The applications will only be accepted through the online system. All completed applications will be considered at the March board meeting with notification of results in early April. And only those organizations providing charitable services in Audubon County are eligible. They must be able to demonstrate broad community, county support and supply a copy of their 501c3 IRS determination letter. Requests for general operational funds will not be considered. Students and staff of the Audubon Community School District on Monday had a chance to meet with counselors and members of the local ministerial organization to grieve over two students whose lives were tragically cut short in a crash Saturday morning. Audubon Superintendent Brett Gibbs told KJAN News the day started out a bit somber as expected, but they were trying to get back to the normal routine while still allowing the healing and grieving process to continue.
It was good getting the kids back here. I think we as a staff needed to see them as much as maybe they needed to see us.
14-year-old Jameson Steckler, an 8th grader, and his brother, 11-year-old Gavin Steckler, a 5th grader, died as the result of that car accident Saturday on Interstate 80. Gibbs said because the accident happened Saturday, many of the district's 500 or so students had a chance to attend church on Sunday and seek solace in their church families as well as each other.
And so I think that's helped. There was a prayer service at Our Savior's that some of them attended. And you know, I think people tried to go on as normal as possible. I think we had a 4-H group or two that had Sunday meetings that met just so the kids had a chance to get together. So, but like I said, for my staff, I think it was as therapeutic as anything, just having those kids back in the building and having each other to lean on.
Gibbs said their crisis management team at the school, which has been in place for about the past 4 or 5 years, had received extensive training from Sherry Love, a nationally recognized leader in crisis intervention and grief counseling.
And she had told us at that meeting, you know, for 99.9% of the schools, your tragedy is going to be related to car accidents. And that's proven to be our case. This is our, you know, we lost a young man probably 4 or 5 years ago, and now, of course, two Steckler boys. That's been true for us. And she put us through that training, and we have, you know, we have a blueprint we follow. We got the team got together Saturday for about 5-6 hours and worked our way through that blueprint, that checklist of what we need to do and who we need to contact and when that needs to happen and all that type of stuff. And, of course, that busy work helps, too. And then the crisis team met with the staff. I think we had over 80 people here. We met with the staff and walked them through that plan.
Audubon State Bank has set up a fund to help the Steckler family. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Northwest Iowa man was arrested Friday afternoon on drug charges following a traffic stop on Lark Avenue near 200th Street. 19-year-old Mason McLean Meitzenheimer of Cherokee was brought to the Audubon County Jail and charged with possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. He was later released after appearing before a magistrate. The Audubon County K-9 Axel and Audubon Police assisted in making the arrest. And 25-year-old Devin Foote of Griswold was arrested Friday night in Audubon County on an outstanding warrant. Foote was charged with 2 counts of violation of a protective order as the result of an incident that occurred with an Exira resident. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. In the funeral announcements, Bruce D. Nelson, age 62 of Kimbleton, died Friday in rural Kimbleton. A celebration of life memorial service for Bruce Nelson will be today at 10:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. James W. Kemp, age 94 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for James Kemp will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Marianne Claver, age 85, of Columbus, Nebraska, died Friday at her home. A massive Christian burial for Marianne Claver will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Marjorie Olita Lohafer, age 93, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Marjorie Lohafer will be held Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Arlene Markussen, age 97, of Harlan, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Arlene Markussen will be held in the spring. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Lyle McClellan, age 71, of rural Bayard, died Monday unexpectedly at his home. Services for Lyle McClellan are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen.